A blockbuster expose on Clarence Thomas is reverberating in political and legal circles. The Supreme Court justice, according to ProPublica, has gone on posh vacations to exclusive resorts for 2 decades, all on the dime of a Republican megadonor. Thomas has gone on these trips with his wife, an activist on the political right, but has not disclosed them. Eric Umansky joins us now. He's an editor for the Democracy Team at the nonprofit news organization ProPublica. Eric, hi.
Hi.
Tell us about the trips that your reporting learned about that were bankrolled by this billionaire, Harlan Crow.
Sure. So we learned about a series of trips that have gone on about 2 decades. One was a trip a few years ago in which the Thomases went with the Crows to Indonesia. They took the Crows' private jet. Then they went island hopping, and the way they did that island hopping was on Crow's super yacht. So that's one trip. We also reported there appears to have been a cruise around New Zealand, some indications of one around the Greek Isles, and then regular annual trips to the Crow's private resort in the Northeast in the Adirondacks called Camp Top Ridge.
Harlan Crow is a real estate magnate. What do we know about his politics and who else he brings on his exclusive vacations from the political set?
Sure. Crow has been a prominent supporter of the conservative movement for many, many years. And what I mean by that is not simply specific politicians, but things like the American Enterprise Institute, which is a conservative think tank. Mm-hmm. He's been on the board for 25 years. He's also was a early supporter of the anti-tax group, the Club for Growth. And as to your question, who he brings, well, that was sort of one of the more interesting and bits of sleuthing that we did, because we'd look at these photos and then we'd say, well, who exactly is that? And who exactly is that? And among the people that we saw, just to give you an example, was Leonard Leo. Who's Leonard Leo? He's one of the architects of the right wing, right word swing of the Supreme Court and the federal judiciary. He was the longtime brain trust behind the Federalist Society.
Eric, your team published its initial investigation late last week, and in a follow-up, you spoke to some legal experts. Is there any legal impropriety here?
Yeah, there does appear to be. So there are really sort of two questions. One is the question of what's appropriate to accept? And that's really a question of sort of norms. There are very few rules that the Supreme Court justices have to abide by. So that's one question. And that's not really a legal question. That's really just a question of what do people think is right and appropriate. The second question is indeed a legal question. And that is the question of once you have accepted a gift, what do you have to disclose? And there are quite clear rules. And the rules say you have to disclose gifts above some very low threshold, unless the way I think of this is there's essentially a brunch exception, a friend's brunch exception. The rules say it has to be disclosed unless it's accommodation, staying over at somebody's place, or food. There is no exception for things like a private plane trip. It's just quite clear. We spoke to 7 different ethics experts about it who've served in both Democratic and Republican administrations, and all of whom told us the same thing, that indeed it has to be disclosed, which Justice Thomas did not.
One of the many things Harlan Crow gave to Justice Thomas was a film, a documentary about Justice Thomas and his life story. Here is Clarence Thomas talking in the film about his preference for living a simple life.
I prefer the RV parks. I prefer the Walmart parking lots to the beaches and things like that. There's something normal to me about it. I come from regular stock.
I come from regular stock. How do you square that, Eric, with what you found?
Well, I think people can look at it and make that conclusion for themselves. I will point out, if you zoom in, which we did, on that clip, and you look very, very closely at the shirt that Justice Thomas is wearing, what you will see is the emblem of a super yacht called the Michaela Rose. That is Harlan Crowe's super yacht, and is the polo shirt that he gives to guests when they go on trips on his super yacht. That's what Justice Thomas was wearing during the filming of that. And I'm sure, by all accounts, by the way, Justice Thomas does enjoy RVing. I don't mean to take that away from him.
Mm-hmm. I understand when ProPublica asked Justice Thomas to comment for the initial story, he declined. After the story broke, the justice issued a statement saying he got guidance from his colleagues and others in the judiciary, and I'm quoting here, and was advised that personal hospitality from close friends, end quote, does not need to be disclosed, reported. Which leaves a lot of questions, Eric. Who gave him this advice, and is this guidance legally accurate?
Yeah, so we've asked exactly those questions and have yet to hear back. And I'll just point out further, you know, we have a policy of what we call no surprises journalism, which is to say that we take all of the conclusions of our reporting and tell the subjects of the story, this is what we understand to be the case now, but we desperately want to hear your perspective. We desperately want to hear anything that you think we may have gotten wrong. And as you mentioned, Justice Thomas did not respond.
On Capitol Hill, several Democrats, including Sheldon Whitehouse on the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, want to investigate this. But for those who are arguing for investigations, potential accountability for Justice Thomas and these gifts, what can they do? Are there sanctions?
So that's one of the major issues a lot of critics have pointed out. The Supreme Court really is in a position where it polices itself. There are very few enforceable rules about this stuff. There are no specific sanctions. And Senate and actually House Democrats have been calling for accountability. They have demanded Chief Justice Roberts investigate. And there has been, there was a bill introduced by Senate Democrats proposing reforms and tightening the ethics rules for the Supreme Court earlier this year.
Eric, what do experts have to say about the implications for the Supreme Court and its appearance? We know Chief Justice John Roberts. He's worked a lot on the court's reputation and avoiding the appearance of politics.
Right. So, you know, we spoke actually, we thought one of the most helpful things to do to understand the context here would be to talk to federal judges themselves, former federal judges, about how they conducted themselves and the question of the lengths that they would go to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. You know, some said that they would go to extreme lengths. One, you know, said, I'm the kind of person who wouldn't accept a coffee from a friend because it could be, you know, seen to undermine the credibility and public trust. But others told us about a very kind of common sense approach. They said, I want to make sure I'm never being even seen to be indebted to anybody. And so if, you know, a friend buys me a coffee, that's fine. I can buy them a coffee back. If somebody offers you a flight on a private jet, one judge actually told me, a former judge said, you know, I wouldn't accept it. And then they paused for a second and said, you know what? In fact, I was offered such a flight and I declined to accept it because I couldn't reciprocate. And absent an ability to reciprocate, I would be indebted to that person.
Eric, finally, what can you tell us about how your team, your reporters, broke the story? What did it take?
So this was really one of the most extraordinary feats of reporting I've ever seen, kind of shoe leather reporting. At one point, one of the reporters, Justin Elliott, built a spreadsheet of about 500 people to call, right?
And my goodness.
You know, and so how do you end up speaking to, at one point we mentioned having spoken to an Indonesian scuba diving instructor, right? Well, The answer is you call a whole lot of potential scuba diving instructors who you think might have been on the trip or affiliated with it. And then you combine that with some flight records that are public. And then a third component of it is social media.
Eric Umansky is editor for the Democracy Team at ProPublica, which produced the stories on Justice Clarence Thomas. Eric, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.